Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, it's Jessica Benson from the Grizzlies Radio Network and Rise and Grind host on 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show.
Well, if anybody can understand where I am today, just in terms of being humbled, it's you, right? I mean, what a humbling weekend it was for Jessica Benson.
Oh, man. My car is still in Knoxville, Tennessee. It is attempting to be towed back here to Memphis, where I will figure out what its next future is after I was stranded on the roads of I-40 trying to make it to the UT Ole Miss game over the weekend. There is nothing quite like waiting 4 hours for a tow truck in the wee hours of the morning after driving overnight, because I couldn't hit the road until after the Grizzlies preseason game wrapped up on Friday evening. And, yeah, it just devolved into chaos. But, hey, I did not throw a mustard bottle, so we're cool.
Yeah, good. I mean, I saw your tweet, and you mentioned, like, you know, you lost your car. You think there's going to be almost, you know, $10,000 of damages. Mm-hmm. You didn't get any sleep. But as I told you, at least you're not a Tennessee Volunteer, right? Like, you can walk away from Neyland knowing I'm not like them.
It feels good, and it was truly a spectacle at Neyland Stadium, their first sellout since 2017. And I feel like I really got the full capacity of what it's like to experience Vols fans in all of their glory. I had been warned not to wear a USC shirt, and I kind of like laughed it off. I was like, okay, whatever. I'm very glad that I did not wear a USC shirt that night. I stuck with a nice little Denver Broncos orange, a little ode to Peyton Manning, so I was safe. I made it back safely, just without a car.
Season tips off tonight, like John said. It's really the grind continues for you now, officially starting tonight, obviously. Grizzlies get kicked out away on Wednesday. Before we get to Grizzlies, Nets, Bucks, Warriors, Lakers, out of that, and you got plenty of them, in terms of storylines, what are you most interested in seeing tonight when these four teams play?
Yeah, I will be staying up for the Lakers-Warriors game one because I exist in a Warriors household, so this is just the way my life tends to go, but also because I am excited to see what the Lakers look like, and with so much attention focused on their age, I really expect LeBron and the rest of them to turn around and say, ha-ha, we're not old. We're here, and we are very much a contender this season, seeing how Russell Westbrook fits into that equation. And then on the Warriors side of things, I'm just curious to see what they look like now. I'll be way more curious in December when they hope to get Klay Thompson back. Mm-hmm. But it's always a Steph Curry show. Like, so it's always great when the NBA kicks off with an opportunity to see Steph Curry go off and make us all come in and be like, oh, hey, welcome back, NBA. Here we go again.
Do we expect the James Wiseman thing to work out eventually with him?
I hope so for James Wiseman's sake, and just trying to get him in the best situation possible moving forward. Obviously a rough year one, but if there's a system that can help mold and help shape, it's got to be the Golden State Warriors. And if they do stay, exactly. So if they do stay committed to him, you have to imagine that there's no better place for him to attempt to grow. It's just a matter of if, where they're going as they try to become, you know, back in the contender space themselves. Is there space for James there? That's what I don't know.
Right. It's clumsy because you're on, you know, you have a conflict, right? You have two different complete timelines, right? You have the Warriors who have an aging Steph, who have, a hobbled Klay they're trying to get back, and Draymond, their window is closing, yet they tap James Wiseman to sort of be this, you know, this missing piece, this last piece. And, you know, we're talking about a 20-year-old who played three college basketball games. Like, he's just, no matter how good or how highly you think of your development and your staff and all those things, like, that kid is just going to take – like, he's not going to be Draymond Green or Steph Curry in a year. Like, that's just not in him.
Right, and yet you need him right now to be that player and not have as much of an evolution phase, perhaps. And when you look at, you know, the excitement getting a guy like Jonathan Kuminga, can that athleticism actually translate quickly for him as a reserve? And what's Andrew Wiggins like? I mean, now that he got vaccinated, he's going to play. Like, can he take another step forward with this team? I just find the Warriors intriguing. I know that part of it is just because of who I live with, and my happiness rides and dies with happy wife, happy life, switch it around, happy Warriors future husband, happy me. So I'm wishing them the best as we embark on another year.
Yesterday, the news came out that Jaren Jackson Jr. got the Jessica Benson deal, 4 years, $105 million. it feels like the perfect deal, right? It just feels, you know, it's not too cold, it's not too hot, it's just right. Like, isn't that how it feels?
Are you calling this the Goldilocks contract?
It's the Goldilocks contract. That's exactly right. That's where I'm at with it.
All right. I like it. Let's go with it. No, it's perfect. And it's great to see it get done. I mean, honestly, when you look at around the NBA and with so much attention on Phoenix and not getting a deal done with DeAndre Ayton, and then the drama that carries over into the season just within its own locker room. So to see the Grizzlies in just a happy space period is such a relief when you look at other things existing. I mean, Ben Simmons is already suspended one game. Like, what are we doing in Philadelphia for the vibes to be so good, so positive? I was out at Grizzlies practice yesterday, and, you know, it's just a team that seems genuinely overjoyed that one of their players got the money that he deserved. Now it's a matter of, you know, does it ultimately work out? It's a bet on both sides, and the assumption and the hope for Jaren Jackson Jr. is that this is a potential most improved player kind of season for him as he gets an opportunity to play from the get-go. Can he truly embrace being that unicorn type prototype that we saw when he was drafted? I remember my time hop yesterday was the Grizzlies team store back approaching Jaren's first season, and they were selling little unicorn toys in the store and just the excitement there. So if he can pan out, hit the threes, be an elite shot blocker and defender, this is all good things for the Grizzlies going forward as he continues to develop along with Ja Morant, obviously.
What concerns you most, I guess, early on this season about not having Dylan Brooks? You know, and set him to the side. You know, we talk about what could be a slow start. It was a slow start for him last year. We'll get to that once he's back. But in terms of for the rest of the team and what it means, what concerns you most about not having him here early on?
Yeah, you just don't have that guy out on the court, especially defensively, who's going to lock down every team's best player and just have the attitude to be the defensive staple, to be the anchor who goes out and says, okay, bet, like, I've got this assignment tonight. You can count on me here. Dylan Brooks' defensive prowess speaks for itself. On the plus side, you're already showing that this Grizzlies team has the depth that it had last year to be able to take Dylan Brooks out of the equation. You're still looking at a potential starting lineup with Desmond Bane, Kyle Anderson. Is it D'Anthony Melton? Whichever way it ends up going, you know, that's a legit starting five you're still rolling out with. So you don't really take a huge drop off, even though specifically speaking to what Dylan Brooks does best, you're obviously missing him there.
We are, of course, talking to Jessica Benson, catcher on the Grizz Radio Network, right here on 97 FM ESPN. There was some other news in the world of sports that is relevant to the University of Memphis, and it is it's the real American. It is coming to life before us. We sort of knew this would happen because, and I was talking to administrators around the country. They said, well, you know, hold on now. Boise State was never coming for the same reason that you're hoping happens. You're hoping to get, you know, picked up by the Big 12 in a year or 2 years whenever Texas and Oklahoma leave. And now we get Rice for some reason, we get FAU for some reason, and everybody else. What do you make? I mean, is it the best they could hope to do? Like, what's just your sort of assessment of what the American is trying to do here, adding these six teams?
Well, I think you take from the American, and you saw Conference USA, and you said USA, United States of America, American. Let's just keep this crossover alive.
That's right.
It's hard to get that excited. Like, no offense to FAU, Charlotte, North Texas, UTSA, Rice, and UAB, but when you're sitting in a space of the schools that the American are losing in Cincinnati, Houston, UCF, there's just no comparison with adding those six. And yes, you want strength in numbers and ultimately getting to 14. Sure, you, in the process, blow up Conference USA. You're sitting pat with the Mountain West, perhaps, as the two primary group of five conferences. But gone are the days of trying to preach Power Six. Like, you got to get rid of those markings on the courts, on the fields, because that's a tough sell when of the new 14-team AAC, I mean, all but, I think it's everyone except for Temple, Navy, and Wichita State will all be former Conference USA members. So you're just making a little switcheroo in the branding.
Well, it's almost like the Power Five is the new Power Six, isn't it? Like, because there's four conferences that feel, you know, like legitimate above the rest. And then you have the Big 12, which sort of exists in between. Like, even that's like, I feel like Power Five is the new Power Six for the Big 12. Because, like,
That's really kind of you to include the Pac-12 in the power conferences.
Well, yeah, that you're right. They don't deserve it.
No. West Coast, Best Coast. We'll keep them up there in the meantime. But, yeah, I mean, honestly, we're just kind of sitting in this space, and like you just alluded to, the hope for the Memphises of the world and Boise State and perhaps San Diego State and an SMU and this situation with the AAC is that the Big 12 isn't done. That is the hope that you are holding on to right now, staring down your new 14-team conference, when, frankly, that is a lunch table that you do not want to be sitting at. Mm-hmm. You would like to remove yourself as quickly as possible.
Just as our local USC rep, is there a coach, now that there's another opening, right, and we expected it with Coach O gone, is there one you worry about? Because it almost feels like, yeah, maybe this guy's a fit at USC, but maybe not so much at LSU, or maybe it's the other way around. But is there a guy that you worry about now, LSU, maybe getting their hands on before you do? Because you're like Wilbon, right? You're anti-Lane. No Lane again at USC,
no,
right?
No Lane again, although I don't know. His reaction to what happened in Knoxville was pretty perfect over the weekend. But I think you gotta move forward. If one more person tags me in a Coach O to USC meme, I'm going to lose my absolute mind. But yes, the worry is you start seeing, you know, a James Franklin attached, you start seeing a Mark Stoops attached, and we go back to, you know, Jason, I've been Team Luke Fickell from day one, as we established
on
the show. But as I've moved into this Luke Fickell space, I keep seeing the words, it still would make more sense for him to be at USC versus LSU because of his relationship with Mike Bone. But yeah, now this becomes a thing. I mean, look, you have a new opening at Washington State, and luckily I don't think they're going to exactly pull from the same pool at this point, but you just never know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.